Welcome to the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Chad Bernstein, who is a 2016 Night Arts Challenge winner.
I came from Chicago to go to University of Miami, and I'm a musician. So the very first couple years that I was here, I started playing with local musicians. This was in 2004. So I'm playing in this band All-Stars. And we had this weekly gig in Little Havana at Oikomoyer. And there's a percussionist that we play with, literally playing the drums is his entire life, by the name of Lazaro. And he's a 70-year-old man with long white dreads and very strong. We used to spend time on the road together in between gigs, and he would eat sardines out of the can and do about 50 push-ups a day and drink about 6 Heinekens. But that was all I really understood, because there was such a strong language barrier that we couldn't really communicate other than through music. And he's a santero, like a real honest-to-God Cuban santero. So this was my first introduction to Santeria, which is a religion in Cuba that's Afro-Cuban folkloric based and of the language of Yoruba. And this was nothing that I had ever really been privy to before. And so I, not knowing a whole lot about, you know, the Santeria religion or really the Cuban culture in Miami, but part of the reason that I came down here was to be immersed in it, had an opportunity to go over to the place that he was staying and have a meal and learn about the drums. And so my impression was that we were going to go over and I was going to learn bata rhythms, which is a Cuban folkloric drumming style. And I bring my wife, now wife, and she's from Ohio, so another gringo in Miami. And we go over to the house, and the first thing that we kind of walk by is this vat of like milky white liquid with hair in it. And I'm just very confused by it. And so I followed around to the back, a bunch of people in circles, and they had just sacrificed a chicken. And they're blessing the group with a chicken. And I'm very confused as to what's going on, but I know that it's somehow built to the experience that we're having. And so we go through this thing, and there's a lot of prayer in Yoruba, folkloric language in Cuba, and I'm kind of picking up bits and pieces as they relate to the rhythms that they're playing on the drums. And eventually we have this thing, and we're playing like a wawanko rumba thing that I'm experiencing, and the music dies down a little bit, and we get ready to eat. And there are a couple things that I recognize and a couple things I didn't. And, you know, we get served this huge lump of yuca, boiled yuca with garlic, and it was one of the most delicious things I'd ever eaten. And then there was a meat, and it was delicious, and it was just falling off the bone. I couldn't believe how flavorful it was. And I asked Lazaro, I said, you know, Lazaro, what is this, ¿qué es? And he's like, chira. And he's got such a strong accent that I really can't understand him normally anyway. But he just looks at me and doesn't give it any further explanation. And I say, you know, what is chia? And he's like, no, chira. This goes on for 30 seconds. And finally, he looks at me and goes, chira. I finally said, oh my God, chiva, like as in goat. And that was the first time I had ever had goat, and that was the first time I had ever been to a Cuban Santeria meal and wawanko session. I've since become more immersed in my understanding of both the religious and musical context of these things, and I love goat now. It's one of my favorite foods to eat. I just had curry goat the other day from a roti shop up in North Miami.
Chad Bernstein with a story about an experience at a Santeria ritual?
I guess so, or event. This was one of the quintessential Miami stories. And I especially love this because of the project that Chad won his Night Arts Challenge for. It was called Music is My Weapon, and he used art to oppose violence by collaborating with the police to melt bullet casings and guns and recast them into musical instruments. And I thought the story was such a beautiful way of expressing how very different people can get together and can get along. And so I could see the nonviolence in Chad's approach to life.
I don't know. I would be a little sensitive about going to a Santeria ritual, and he was excited about learning about the drum rhythms.
And that's exactly my point. In other words, Chad was so open to the other, to people who are different. And what I love about a story like this is it expresses exactly the power of storytelling. Chad didn't have to say, I am a nice guy, and I believe that people who are different from each other should appreciate and celebrate and learn. He didn't have to tell us. He showed us. His reaction to the story, to what was happening, expressed to us the kind of guy he was, and that's great storytelling.
Well, it's a good thing he wasn't a vegetarian. He might have had to turn down that goat.
That might have been a problem, absolutely.
And it also helped that it was the art, it was the music that broke those barriers.
You're exactly right. And when he pointed out that these were men who couldn't speak the same language, and yet when Chad played his instrument or when he listened to his host playing his instrument, they were communicating. They didn't need language. They could go beyond language. And so this story not only speaks to the power of storytelling, but it really speaks to the power of music and the arts.
I don't think Chad could find Santeria rhythms back home in Chicago.
I don't know. He might also be able to find goat in Chicago. I mean, you can find these things now all over the country and all over the world. But I will say, after this experience, it's very clear that he was never the same. And I love the fact that he said, now he eats goat all the time. This is how neighbors work together and live together and create community by sharing food, by sharing music. And Chad's whole MO, apparently, given his award and what he won the award for, is creating community and getting people to really listen to each other and to not fear each other. And he obviously didn't fear and embraced this culture. So this story shows how you can do that through the arts.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a story that they'd like to share about their South Florida experience, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneile, that's N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or our website has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Click radio and the public storyteller. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Michael.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.